Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Black Jesus, and Juju Gotti. Got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Carly Russell, the girl who was abducted. Psych, she didn't get abducted. She just went away for some attention. We'll give her some of that attention and more. Also, what is the etiquette when it comes to being on Instagram, following someone on Instagram, and then like reacting to their stories? I got a story to tell, and I'm a little confused by it. Also, we've been gone for a couple weeks, mainly because we've all at some point or another been in Vegas. Some Vegas stories coming your way. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to get the extra content. That's where you go get the rewatchingtons for Cinephobe, the Cinephobe special edition episodes. You go for the overflows for this. You go for the OG podcast. You go for the Discord. There's so much more. Ad-free podcast. This podcast in its entirety. So much more from being a Patreon member. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're tapped in for that.
Hey, Amin. What you up? You didn't debut a show, but you did a live show. You got a new show, nigga. What's up?
I got a new show. But
hold on. Time out. You debuted a show, but you didn't debut. You got a live show. What's up, nigga?
That came to my boy intro, man. Salute, put some respect on my boy show, man. All right, ball, man. That goes.
Yeah, man.
With the fanfare, play it.
We did the show. We started it. We launched in Vegas, which wasn't ideal. Not because
that was the launch.
That week was the launch.
Okay, nigga. I didn't look at it like that because Jerv was like, "Congrats on the show." I'm like,
yeah.
No one said anything. I was like, oh, was I not supposed to say something? Like, this was awkward.
Yeah, no, it launched in Vegas, which is cool because we managed to get a bunch of guests. Damn, it's Philly. That's Philly for sure.
Oh, I thought I muted. My bad.
We didn't.
Okay. Motherfucker Meat Mill and the boys.
So watch out for Michael Rubin.
Yo, it is. Wow. You seen him at Joel Embiid waiting? My bad. Jerv wasn't invited.
No. Unfortunately, I didn't make the cut.
My bad.
Yo, shout out to Mark Lamont Hill. He was in the Wilt Chamberlain documentary that I watched. So.
Oh, I got to peep that. Is it good?
That shit is good.
I'll tell you this proof of like 95% of everything that they've ever said about dude as being Paul Bunyan. There's like proof. That's all I'll say. It's dope. Put some respect on the Dipper's name, man.
I wish I wish everybody would have been quiet until he just ran out.
Also, Greg Cody.
He got to respect on the Dipper's name. You know how far down the Rolodex you had to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so the show, yeah. So it's great to be in Vegas. It's great to have that many people. Like, we had a great guest list. We had Tracy McGrady, we had Jason Richardson, we had Mitch Richmond, we had Sean Marion, we had David Griffin, we had John Hamm. Like, we had a great guest list, and that comes from being in Vegas. But the problem is, like, when you launch a new show, you're trying to make, like, the show looks like this, and the show flows like this, and the show acts like this. And then you might go on location and do some live shit. That's a little different. But instead, we launched there. And so last week, we had our first week in studio. And it's like, I felt everything felt weird because it was so different from what we did in Vegas, which we only did it that way because that's how you got to do it. I don't know, man. Like, it's a work in progress. I'm kind of like not beating people over the head over it about it yet, because it's like, it's not where I want it to be. So I don't want, like, it's kind of like if you paint in a picture and you just drew one line, like, yo, check my picture out. Like, that's not the picture. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of feel. I got to make sure it looks like the way I want it to look before I start telling people to come take a look at it. But yeah, no, shout out. We're the number one basketball podcast in Finland now.
Hold on, excuse me, pardon me. Number one.
Shout out to Finland.
Hey, you talking about? Yes, sir. That's a whole country. So,
right.
Number two in Portugal. Number three in overall sports in Finland. Number three in Mexico.
Come on, man.
Canada. Yeah. Like, we're doing good. We went up numbers.
Yes, sir, man. Come on, man.
I wanna ask y'all something though, man. A little off topic here, man. It's called Instagram etiquette.
Uh-oh.
Like when you exchange Instagram information with people. Yo, hey, follow me on Instagram. Okay, cool. I'll follow you. Boom, boom. And you follow each other. Right now you follow each other. And now their stories come up. Is it weird to interact with this shit? Like if you like,
oh nigga, I'll reply immediately.
That's what. Well, see, that's what I be doing, man. Like, albeit many of them are women, but like, I react, and I'm not on no disrespectful. Like, ooh, what's good with that or whatever. I be just making like little jokes and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's one girl, she's kind of short. I know, I met her in person. She's short, and so then she went to the Barbie premiere. And she like got in, you know, they had like everyone take a picture inside the box so it looks like you're. And I wrote actual size, ha ha. So
she blocked you.
She blocked me, but she hit me with the dry, not like a laughing, crying face, not like a laughing, crying reaction. She hit me with the LOL. And then separately, there was another girl that I met at this wedding. A mutual friend's wedding, right? And I know, like, whatever. So on her story, she posted her kid, her baby, and another mutual friend who I know really well is in the picture holding the baby. And the baby doing like this, and the friend got like a sly look in her face, and I said, why did it look like old girl and the baby are planning a heist that you just walked in on them? Again,
what
like
hello. What was the baby doing again?
The baby was doing this, like hands, like Birdman hand rub for the listeners for those who can't see the video. Birdman hand rub. So I said, "Why it look like you walked in on them planning a heist?" And again, I got like the dry LOL. I'm like, "Hey man, like I didn't say what your pussy look like right now. Like it was a nice, like very." Neutral, like no innuendo in there.
Almost milk toast, even.
You know what I'm saying? But like, also like lighthearted, like yo, we can laugh. It's all right. It's a little silly or whatever. And I started to think to myself, am I crossing a boundary? Should I not have responded? Maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I shouldn't have reacted. Then I'm like, then why the fuck do we follow each other then?
Wait,
is it?
I got 100 questions.
I got a question. Can I just ask him just one quick question?
These niggas are like a Rocky press conference. I got a question.
Just one. Yes.
John Gervais.
So you just think you're that funny, right? That the response, that the stuff you say warrants more than a LOL sometimes?
No,
like, what do you need in order to feel validated?
This is what I would say. There's a lot of times people send me shit, you're one of them, where it's like, I didn't think that shit was that funny.
Damn.
Or it was funny, but I don't want to really have a conversation right now. And it's not so much for you, but like the other people that send me shit, like, all right, that was funny, but like, I know if I react any which way, now we're going to have a long ass conversation. I don't want to do that shit. And that's why I hit him with just a reaction. Like, the reaction.
Hey, that double tap is rude.
The double tap.
What? Reactions.
That shit is rude. Oh my God!
No, it's rude. What's rude?
Whoa, whoa! It's rude to put the laughing emoji on the.
No.
What's a double tap?
No, here's the thing. If you give an emphasis, right? Right. If you do an emphasis and you just say, right. "All right," and it gives you the default heart. That's rude.
Oh, the heart.
If you actually take time to add like a laughing emoji.
Okay, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Prayer hand.
I don't mean the heart. I'll do the laughing one. I'll do the crying one. Sometimes I'll do the face palm. But Juju, the double tap is like when you hold down on the message, and then it allows you to have like a little baby emoji.
You are scum of the earth. That's scum of the earth.
For real?
But see, but this is the thing. I didn't even know how to do that shit, y'all, for the longest. So anytime somebody would hit me with some shit on Instagram, I would only do the double tap. And I felt like that might have fucked up my relationships with a lot of people. Because I didn't know how to use Instagram.
Because you're making it seem like niggas is throwing bricks, nigga. Yeah, but niggas, you know, I'm the king of fucking, I'm the king of sending memes, right? Like where I'm like, it has no context tonight. It'd be middle of the night. I'll just send that shit.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you double tap my shit, I'm like, damn, I fucking bricked. I gotta redeem myself because that shit was not funny enough. For it.
You know what I do? You know what I do that for?
I had to do that with Amin. I just had to do it. I had to redeem myself.
This nigga sent me like some fucking, what's her name?
It was Janelle Monae and she all these no titties, though. Shaking their ass. I'm like,
they ain't show no titties.
Who doesn't want to see that?
I'm out on that.
You know how you personally feel.
Unless she got some titties out, in which case I'm back in. But she didn't. Like, I got excited because it was that one margarita, two margarita shit, right? Like, I'm like, by the fifth margarita, this bitch is going to be butt-ass naked. And next thing you know, excuse me, this woman is going to be butt-ass naked.
Come on, what are we doing?
That's why we got Juju here, nigga, the advocate.
But I digress. Let me get back to the original point. Like, why would I exchange IG info with you if I'm not supposed to be reacting to your shit? And so, like, if she had just hit me with the reaction laughing emoji, even if she double tapped me, I would have been like, cool. But like the LOL, you know, if you type LOL, That's on some bullshit.
That's hey, that shit not even a real laugh. Hey,
nobody. Solo LOL?
Here's my question. How do you add people? I mean, how do you add people? Do you hand them your phone to type their shit in? Or you get their shit and type it in, and now you don't have it?
This is what I do. I grab their phone, and I put my shit in there, and then I hit follow, and then I hand them their phone back.
But what if they don't follow immediately?
No. I'm telling you. I grab their phone.
Oh, you grab their phone.
I put my name in there, and I hit follow on their phone.
Okay.
So they could have been sneezing, coughing in their hand, touching their phone.
Because that happened to me.
It's worth the risk.
Way worse is happening with my hands.
Juju, when I was getting the jewel shit, one of the joints cracked me, but I took her shit and she didn't accept my shit. But she just accepted that shit yesterday and finally caught up to the messages that I had been sending. She just now caught up to all the messages all week. Like, oh, that's you. Who else is gonna be, man?
That's why you gotta take control of the situation.
I know my shit was filtered too. They threw my shit straight into the general. Like, you don't get primary.
Yep. Because you gotta unless you. Oh, you mean afterward? After the follow, you got to set the general top.
No, it went straight in. Finally, after I got accepted.
Pause.
It was. I mean, I'm talking about women, so
that's cool. Yeah,
I'll pay the fine. I'll take it. I'm not gonna fight. We don't fight pauses here, man.
Yo, am I wrong? Am I wrong to believe that? Dude, you said you had 100 questions. What are your questions?
Yeah, okay. That my first one. Jerry kind of took it away. Yeah. Who do you think you are? Number two. It's like Eddie Murphy, Jeffrey Jordan.
That's who the fuck I am.
Number two, like you say, you just start following her instantly, like last week, and you how long ago did you start following her?
No. But in both those cases, it's been a few weeks.
Okay. Yeah, she kind of I don't want to say the scum of the earth, but I feel like once you are interacting with someone, it's more than just the interaction. It's like, oh shit, Amin taking the time out to comment on my shit, or he made a little whack ass joke. Let me give him an LOL. Oh well, I'm just saying, even if that's what she thinks,
I agree though, because
it's like a dry as LOL. Yeah,
it's a common courtesy, like unless I'm being some kind of weird ass nigga, like you should just at least shine a nigga on, like you know, what is this interaction even about? Like it's social media, baby.
Why? Yeah, like my thing is like, then why did you follow?
Why would just you? Followed you? Like
no,
you might not even be on her timeline like that yet. Like the algorithms are crazy.
No. But Jerv, first, I'm not talking about like she. First of all, she didn't just follow. Second of all, I'm not talking about. I don't give a fuck if you like any of my pictures. To be honest, I really don't care. I don't care if you leave. I don't need that.
No,
shit.
I just mean she might not know your. She might
what not know who I am.
No, she might not recognize your humor. I mean, I do think everyone can miss from time to time, but let's just say you're not missing. She might not recognize your humor.
Oh, man. There's another one here. I got back-to-back heart taps, man.
This is multiple people. And some point in time, you got to look in the mirror. Yeah, right. This is multiple people.
I think Cynthia might be a basketball Illuminati fan at this point. A centerfold, some shit. Like, she just fuck with you, bro. She might just be a centerfold fan or some shit. Do what you do. Unfollow her right now. Clean your life up. Rid your brain of this shit. Get this out of it.
I can't do it right now. You know why? Cause then it's gonna be obvious. I don't follow.
Episode gonna go out. Yeah,
I gotta wait. Give it some time, some space, and then unfollow.
I mean, honestly, I feel like she just didn't get your humor yet, cause she new to your world.
She got to be in person, bro.
And also, I mean, we've already referenced this. Not everybody loves a good short joke. You know what I'm saying? If you short, she might have took it.
Hey, because the two examples you went for the gusto. It was like,
Like, yeah. He just met you, fam.
Right. And then you commented on somebody's baby. Right. Also, like, nigga might have felt mad uncomfortable.
Hey, this nigga, hey, this the nigga. Amina, nigga, you pick up an open gym and this nigga trying Steph Curry shot. First fucking right. shot with no warm up.
And then he'll post some Luke Skywalker shit, like from Star Wars. So it's like, you guys, she might not know about that shit, bro.
No, I'm just saying, man. First of all,
the baby plotting a heist.
The baby plotting a heist. That's a funny. It's a funny thing to say. It's not like I don't know. Fuck y'all.
Dog, all
I feel like she probably showed that shit to her homegirl.
But again, I mean, we get you. So we not gonna really trip. But like a complete stranger, sometimes it's like a nigga. I've been that awkward nigga where I'm like, damn, I took it too far. I sent a meme to a chick, and she was like, "We never text like this." Oh, it was like a sexual meme too. It was a sexual meme. She, bro, that shit had my, that shit made me do like that. You know, when you get them type of texts, you like, oh shit. Like, she's like, yo, we don't text like this. I was like, I thought it was funny. She's like, it wasn't funny to me. I was
And I'm man, maybe an LOL is better in that case.
You see what I'm saying? Nah, nigga, wish he had an LOL.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you just gotta kind of, you gotta pick and choose your, you gotta pick and choose your, you gotta pick and choose your humor, bro, because you're not gonna win, you're not gonna win these battles.
This is wild.
Wow.
That's the other line about nowadays, like, what do y'all, how do y'all
peace
about,
to sis, wherever you at.
Just, how do y'all feel about niggas' texts and stuff getting, like, just put on Front Street, like,
nah, that shit a whack ass era, but like, also, we gotta stop acting like niggas trying to be prude in public. Nigga, we ain't prude, nigga. Niggas is all horny, bro. I'm off that, bro.
Wow,
I mean, everybody is pretty horny,
like, bro, Jerk. Niggas trying to play off like they don't be talking crazy. Like, when Tiger Woods fucking text leaked, I said, that's all that nigga said.
Right.
I felt like
very vanilla.
Jason, 3 weeks ago, this nigga Trey was like chastising horny niggas. Right? Yeah, now, not as
Vegas.
This came back to Vegas. Vegas. Like, we all horny, nigga.
But here's the thing. It's a different level of cold red horny, right? Niggas getting off on feet is crazy to me. Like the fact that women gotta put
shame, you can't be all
horny. We don't kick shame on this podcast.
My bad, you're right. But the fact that the women gotta put emojis over their feet is kind of wild to me, nigga. That's kind of crazy, my nigga. I've been seeing the motherfucking emojis over the toes nowadays because they just can't. They can't do it. They can't even just post their feet no more.
Bro, they had them up on WikiFeet, bro. They got people on, they ranking girls and shit, bro.
Hey, WikiFeet is crazy.
Right? They got
this nigga voice. So
hey, I had some phlegm.
I learned about that shit through Mina and them on the show. Mina was like, she don't like posting pictures of her feet because she got pictures up on her and Katie Nolan and all them online.
That's crazy, dog.
That's crazy. But I understand it, like, in terms of niggas are weird and niggas who like sports and are, like, fanatical about shit definitely be on some weird, even weirder shit. So for them, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. We got to talk about this girl.
Hold on. Before we get out of here, though, at the end of the day, though, you my dog. If she don't fuck with your jokes, fuck her. Like, my dog, the funniest guy in the goddamn world, man. If you don't fuck with Jerry, you don't fuck with Jason, you don't fuck with Black Jesus, man. At the end of the day, shit, ain't nobody bowing out, kiss the ring for your punk ass baby, little homegirl, whatever the fuck that baby was. Shit, you like the joke or you don't like the joke? Shit, my boy more than the goddamn LOL, man. Fuck you, thank you, will, man. Me and El Hanson, hey, you talking about, ho?
Appreciate you, Juju. WNBA Central. Sorry, Juju Gotti. Here's next. Make sure you are tapped into the Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra good stuff there. For Big Jerv, for Jason Madison, for Black Jesus, and for Juju Gotti, I'm Amino Hassan reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.